Because I just saw him last night.
Yeah, you must have. Okay. If somebody goes out in the rain, and the next day you see him and he's sort of, his nose is running, things like that, you figure he must have...
exposed himself to the weather.
Okay, but as a result of exposing himself to the weather, he...
got the sniffles.
Okay, or using the word cold, what would you say?
Caught a cold.
Okay. If he has a cold and his voice isn't exactly right, you'd say he's kind of...
kind of hoarse.
Okay. If he does this, you say he's...
Well, he coughs.
Okay. So just look at the word cough. So. Somebody can't hear too good, you say he's...
Hard of hearing.
Or even more than hard of hearing, he's...
Deaf.
Is that what you say?
If he can't hear at all, he's deaf.
Okay. Fella goes out and works in the field all day and comes in and his shirt is absolutely soaking. Figure his shirt is soaking probably because he...
sweat.
Okay. Is that a past tense? Yesterday he...
I sweat today. I sweat yesterday. I have sweat.
All right.
The sweat in
sweat,
any
sweat,
form.
Sweat.
All right. The a lot of times you get a... Something where you get a raised place on your hand or someplace on your body. We have a core inside and things like that.
A boil.
Yeah. Do you have any other word for it than boil?
Carbuncle.
Okay. You have inside a boil or carbuncle, you have the core, and then you've got what else do you have in there?
Just have the opening then.
Okay, what about the stuff that comes out?
It's pus.
Okay. Is there any other word for it than pus?
Matter.
Okay. If you know that somebody has a bandage on and you know that he had stabbed himself or something like that, another way of saying it, he might have a in his hand.
A wound.
Okay. If you have a wound or some kind of deep cut that where the you get the skin forming over the top before it's really healed. What do you call that? In terms of
scab?
Not really, where you still have infection inside, say. You got it healed over. We call it proud flesh, or... Okay.
Don't know.
If you suddenly read somebody's obituary in the newspaper, and last time you saw him, he was perfectly okay, you figure, you say to yourself, I wonder what he...
died from.
Okay. Where do they take somebody that's dead to bury him?
Cemetery.
Okay. What do they bury him in?
Coffin.
Okay. Probably his family is going to be, after he's dead, his family's probably going to be
in mourning.
Okay. A lot of times people get older, they have trouble with their joints. So what do you call that?
Arthritis, rheumatism.
Okay.
Arthritis for joints.
There was an old childhood disease that was very rare anymore, where I guess it was some kind of lung disease. Starts with a D. I'm looking for pronunciation of this thing.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, that's okay. If you had a problem with your liver where your skin turns sort of yellow, what do you call that?
Cirrhosis?
No, it's jaundice.
Jaundice of
the
liver.
Okay. If you have a real severe stomach or intestinal pain that you need an operation for, what do you call that? Very severe emergency operation.
What do you call the operation or the affliction?
Well, both.
Appendicitis or anemia.
Okay. This next one is one of the. okay. If you get to the point where you feel like you can't